well, a kind of a fun twist, if you can call it that, on the classic British farce is opening tonight at SCT Center Stage, Springfield Contemporary Theater's performance space in the Wilhoit building at the corner of Pershing and Robertson in Wilhoit Plaza. It's called Black Comedy, and it's by Peter Schaefer. Now, you hear that name, you think of Amadeus, and you don't think of broad classic British farce, but that's kind of what we have working here. And here to talk about it are Patrick Schuster and Addie Williams. Do I call you Addie or Addie?
Addie.
Addie, that's okay. I thought so. I just wanted, you know. This is a show basically, sounds like you have to play the whole thing with the lights out on stage.
Well, it sounds that way, but actually it starts completely in the dark. So
it does completely in the dark, yeah.
But the gimmick is when the lights are on within the flat,
right,
it's completely dark. But when the power goes out, the lights come up. So it's a reversal for the audience, so they can actually see the play.
they just have to listen to the first few minutes, but yeah, it's...
And listen to people stumble around in the dark.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but then the lights come up, but
how
we are in the dark.
Well, tell us about the play then. Tell us the storyline here. Why there happens to be darkness in this British flat, and what's happening.
Sure. Well, the play is about a young artist who is trying to impress a millionaire who is coming to view his artwork and hopefully buy something and make him a well-known artist. But he's kind of poor, and his fiance is visiting with him.
Right.
So between the two of them, they come up with a brilliant idea to steal their neighbor's antiques from his flat while he is away.
Just for the evening.
For a couple of hours. And at the same time, the fiance has invited her father to meet the young artist, and she wants to impress daddy as well.
Well, so yes. Does he, for that matter.
Yes.
And then all the lights go out. And it becomes this farce about, you know, people stumbling around in the dark trying to impress each other. And then all of a sudden, the antique dealer comes home.
Yeah. People start showing up.
It's not like he's gone for weeks at a time. This is an evening. Yeah. This is a weekend thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And,
So he comes home early.
And the artist now has to try to get all of the furniture out and his regular stuff back in. And then his ex-girlfriend shows up. And, of course, he's been lying to the fiance this whole time that it's been over for 4 years. And it's only really been 3 months?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
So now he's hiding her in the bedroom. He's trying to get all of the furniture out. Daddy is trying to figure out all of the lies. The neighbor from upstairs, a lovely old lady, has shown up because she's afraid of the dark, and she slowly becomes intoxicated and wild.
And the ex-girlfriend who shows up, which is me, by the way, you know, she is figuring out there's something going on here, and so she starts basically torturing Brinsley. She gets great joy out of just making him squirm.
So it's a play about circumstances and identity. People become other people in the dark to fool each other, and you know, your typical British farce slapstick comedy.
There it is. And
I'm sure I just confused the entire audience with my random.
Well, there's a lot at stake for him. So, you know, it starts out with just, we got to deal with the lights. We are trying to impress these people. And then it's, oh, I need to get the furniture back. And, oh, the ex-girlfriend. And he's just trying to deal with so many things. So, poor Brinsley.
This is why I brought her. That was much more articulate.
Poor Brinsley has a time of it just trying to deal with all of this. So it's just one thing after another for this poor kid.
Who's playing Brinsley? Brinsley.
Yes.
His name is Luke Mills. Right. He's done quite a lot here in town. He was recently in
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men, and he was in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Mm-hmm. Very talented young man. And we also have Addie playing his ex-mistress and newcomer Alexis Peterson as the fiance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bryant Turnage, who is a fixture here in town, does a lot of great stuff. He plays the Colonel, which is her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Helen
Groves, she's another great actress. She plays the old lady from upstairs. And Caleb Norman
is his
first appearance here at Springfield Contemporary Theater. And he plays the antique dealer from next door.
He's fantastic.
It is, yeah. And then we have some other gentlemen that round out the cast as electricians and the millionaire.
Yes.
And John Johnson is one of those. And he's been around for a very long time. And Pete, he is Pete Nielsen, does a lot at Springfield Contemporary Theater. He's our millionaire. So,
now, being a British farce, is the cast having to do an accent through the entire show?
Yes. I get to do two.
Two different accents there. It is set in 1965 in London.
Yeah.
So we've got some great music, and we have some great artwork by local artists as well. Addie has provided some of the artwork, and we also James Holsey is a local metal sculptor, and he has provided some artwork, and some of the artwork is for sale.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I think that should become a thing, you know, getting some local art up on the sets.
And that's what community theater is all about, getting the community involved, you know.
So not all of the artwork, but at least some of it will be available for sale then after the run of the show.
If they see something they like, we'll make
a
deal.
They should just ask.
Yeah, right. Make me an offer I can't refuse.
Absolutely.
Well, the show opens, Black Comedy by Peter Schaefer, opens tonight at 7:30 at SCT Center Stage, and will run Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. through June 19th. So if you really fall in love with one of the pieces of artwork, you won't be able to have it until at least the 19th, until Monday the 20th at least. But you can call for ticket information 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org to order your tickets there. And sounds like you all have had a lot of fun putting it together so far.
Oh, just a bunch of laughs.
But is it a strain trying to do accent for the entire cast to do Brit accents through the entire show? To me, it seems like it would be.
That's not as difficult as
Russian.
Pretending that you're in the dark, actually. It is difficult. You can't look at the other actors in the eye. And that is really difficult to do.
But this is... Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And this is... is this your idea, or is it supposed to be staged this way?
It's supposed to be staged this way.
Okay.
There is an updated script that they released a few years later that can be Americanized, but part of the fun is the
I mean specifically about doing the supposedly dark scenes with the lit up stage. Yeah,
that is very scripted. That is how the play is. I can't imagine. I mean, it's really fun. We have done it completely in the dark so the actors could feel what it's like to stumble around.
That was interesting.
Very funny. I think we should do one night where the audience gets a lighter or a flashlight and that's the only light they have to watch with.
The beginning being dark and then when the full house lights come up,
right.
I think it just solidifies for the audience what has happened. So... And it gives us something to respond to as
well. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then every time somebody comes in with a lighter or a flashlight or whatnot, we drop the lights.
Yes.
So, and they're also running this great promotion this time.
Yes.
Anybody over the age of 90 gets to come for free. And if they bring a guest with them, tickets are only
$20. Mm-hmm.
So. It's so reminiscent of those old Doris Day, Rock Hudson comedies of the 60s. You know, very innocent yet slightly naughty.
Cheeky.
It's great for the whole family.
Cheeky British humor. Peter Schaefer's Black Comedy, again, opens tonight at SCT Center Stage. And again, for tickets, 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Thanks to Patrick Schuster and Addie Williams for being here this morning on opening night.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. All right, we'll see you later. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.